Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, 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 we
look
are finally
crawling back.
The NBA.
Crawling back. Saying,
thought you could quit us. Thought you
could
quit the fans, didn't you? National Basketball Association, well, you're back, and we couldn't be more excited.
They're so thirsty for my attention, Miles. It's crazy how much they need my attention.
It's good that Gatorade is a sponsor because the thirst is extreme over here. And we can't wait to kick things off this season, especially with the state of the Phoenix Suns. We definitely have our eyes on that team. And talk more with the GM of PHNX Sports, Saul Bookman, on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack
Boosties.
Yeah.
A three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Oh. I held my breath for too long this summer, and now we're back, and I can't wait to see the season start. I've just been hallucinating nonstop the last couple weeks. I think Victor Wembanyama is some kind of a ghost.
Did I dream that? What he did in the preseason? Was that a dream?
I don't know. A lot of people would have you thinking it's just
a
preseason.
It's all happening. It's an interesting wrinkle, according to one NBA commentator whose name I will not mention. It's not an interesting wrinkle. The second coming is upon us, Miles.
I'm freaking out.
I'm letting myself get overhyped because I am not a professional basketball commentator, and that is fun.
But guess who is our guest?
We got one right here.
Saul Bookman, welcome to the show. How are you, Saul?
What up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Doing great. We're doing great. I mean,
appreciate you having me on the show, despite the fact that I'm a Suns fan.
No, of course.
I'm a Suns fan myself.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Jack is a Suns fan now, and I appreciate you coming on the show despite me being not tethered to reality Lakers fan.
I mean, how many Lakers fans are?
Yeah, truly.
We're still looking for the first one. Am I right? So, these guys. Boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, man.
I tell you, these guys, they think they got the world on a string. But yeah. Saul, I mean, you know, I'm guessing you are just as excited as anybody else for the season to start, especially with the Suns looking the way they do, or at least that roster looking the way it does.
I mean, everybody in Phoenix is, certainly everybody here at PHNX. I mean, this is probably the most anticipated season, start to a season since Charles Barkley. I mean, it's got to be that far back. I mean, the 7 seconds or less Suns were fun. Chris Paul was fun, but we've never started off the season with this much star-studded talent on one roster ever. And this I can't wait to see it for real.
Right. Cause we were going to ask, like, how do you think, like you, I think you already said, we're like, how does this compare to 93, 05 or even 76? And you're saying this is, here we are. This is the excitement right here.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. This is, I mean, listen, like I think in the middle of, I think the closest thing you could say is probably the 7 seconds or less Suns in terms of Hall of Fame talent. Sure. You can make an argument that Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion, and Steve Nash, obviously, are all Hall of Fame worthy, whether they get in or not, you know, whatever. But at the time, you didn't know which way that was going to go or if they would have a chance to be that caliber. Right mm-hmm. now, you know Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal all have Hall of Fame talent. They could all be there someday. You know, provided they stay healthy. And I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, also, like, listen, I love Charles Barkley, but he never won a championship. I love Steve Nash. He never won a championship. Kevin Durant has. He's won losers. Two of them.
And it's all their losers. Let's just say what they Come are.
On. No, no, that's not what I'm saying.
That's not mince our words here.
I am they being did satirical win MVPs. About the NBA media. I am. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I do not think they're losers.
They did win MVPs, so that's their credibility.
That's something.
But as a team, I'm really excited for these three to see how they work together.
Yeah. So again, expectations for the new guys coming in are what level are you at, and what is your expectation in terms of what the contribution is going to be and how that ends up when we get to, you know, the business end of the season.
You know what's so funny is you were just talking about, you know, Lakers fans and their irrational feelings about how good their team should be or
yeah. And that we are owed championships, actually. Yes, we're owed yeah. them. Yeah, yeah.
Always exactly. owed, right? Yeah. And I think yeah. that's no been part the of the performance. That yeah, that's definitely been part of the learning process out here is that I'm sick and tired of always feeling like, you know, we just hope this is gonna happen. We just hope that things are gonna go our way. Like we've actually started on our shows being like, it's time to start expecting this to happen. Like we are owed championships. Are you kidding me? Like I don't think there's a franchise out there that's owed more championships than the Phoenix Suns. So yeah. My expectations are extraordinarily high. It's championship or bust, in my opinion. We've gotten to the finals multiple times, 3 times in the franchise's history. We've never gotten it done. We've come close. We should have done it in 21, but then we lost 4 straight. But this is it. This is the year. I don't care about the Nuggets. I don't care about the Lakers. I don't care about the Bucks or the Celtics. We control our own destiny. These three are plenty good enough to get it done. So they need to make it happen.
By the way, Super Producer Jabari his mic is muted so the listener can't hear him, but he is steepling his fingers and laughing and saying, yes, yes, like the emperor in the...
Let it course through you.
Like the battle between Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker.
It is owed to you, exactly.
Exactly.
The other teams don't matter, no matter what they look like. It's all about us. Exactly, Saul. Welcome. But it's true. Like, but I know, like, yeah, that meant, I think that's important. And I think that's obviously exciting for a fan base when you do kind of turn that corner and it goes from like, well, we might have something here to be like, no, we have something here. Now let's see it through. So yes, yeah. I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, like the hardest part about this is always going to be kind of similar. It's kind of funny that Kevin Durant was kind of in this situation before in Golden State where he had two premier shooters and then you had Draymond Green as well. Now you have the same thing when Bradley Beal, who's an efficient scorer at every single level. Devin Booker is probably one of the most efficient scorers at the mid-range we've ever seen. Kevin Durant right there with him, obviously, and KD being able to play and off the ball, on the ball, like he could do everything. And those literally you have three guys that can play at every single level. And then the evolution of Devin Booker, I feel like, is what's going to change this a little bit. I hope for his sake, and I really hope for Suns fans' sake, that he starts to get the national love from the beginning of the season that he has deserved basically the last three in terms of how great a player he really is. And people sleep on him. They talk about, oh, he's not a top 5 or 10 player. No, he absolutely is. Like, you just haven't watched him a lot. And his growth and development, I think, is what's finally going to get the attention this season. And I really do believe that they're going to win their first championship this year. That's just how I feel.
I like to hear it. I like to hear that.
I love the optimism. I root for the players. I root for KD. I feel like this season could be what was exciting to me about those Nets teams. Like, you know, it's something that we've talked about since the first episode of this show is that we love how much KD is a fan of the NBA and has a good eye for like players. And like Booker was one of the first people, to call out Booker, like his rookie year. He was like, he's actually going to be incredibly good. And so like a team that's kind of put together in his image, like kind of, he's taken another swing at the Nets thing. And I don't know, the Nets thing should have worked out better than it did. Like it was, That's when they had it going, and I think I talked about this last week, but I think we just all remember it going badly because of how it ended. But like at the peak when they actually played together for like five games, like that was an incredible experiment that was unbelievable to watch. And so I don't know, it's like better.
I think the problem there was, I love KD. I think he's pretty level-headed, in my opinion. But I don't know if he's necessarily the stabilizing force in a locker room or an organization, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so then you're relying on Kyrie and James Harden.
Right.
Like, yeah.
There's the problem. Like, and I don't... This is Devin Booker's team. Like, Kevin Durant is these superstar and one of the two biggest names in the game, but... This is Devin Booker's team. Kevin Durant said it. Bradley Beal said it. Like, Devin Booker's been here in the Valley. He's established himself in the Valley. They came to his organization. He wants to be here for the duration of his career. Like, this is his team. And he's the stabilizing force. Even with all the drama off the court, the DeAndre Ayton saga for the last 5 years, like, Devin Booker has been that stabilizing force across the board. And I think Chris Paul helped teach him how to get there. But once he got there, which is basically year two of Chris Paul, he never let it go, and that was it. And now it's just Devin Booker's franchise.
Yeah.
How are you looking at... Oh, just... I mean, like, one thing I think we've always kept talking about, especially when we talk about the Suns, we're like, okay, you're going to score a lot of points. Defensively, does it even matter? Because the scoring's going to be so off the charts. Or, you know, Jack, you were spending time with Vogues, as you call him, Frank Vogel.
I do.
Baby.
Yeah, with Vogues and saying, you know, like, Vogues knows how to get teams to defend, though, too. So it's not that big of a deal. How are you looking at, you know, that experience with the coaching staff and everything and how that's going to factor into perceived, you know, weaknesses of the team?
Yeah, I actually don't think that it's going to be much of a weakness by the end of the season at all. I like what they have defensively. Now, you can look at Nurkic, and you're probably going to have some deficiencies on the perimeter, you know, in the pick and roll and matchups from time to time, for sure. But Vogel will try to scheme him out of that as much as possible. You're not going to be able to hide him completely. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he's a little slow-footed. So when you have those bigs like Anthony Davis, who gave him fits the other night in just a preseason game, like that's when it's really going to, you know, that ugliness is going to come through. But at the same time, when you got a matchup against a guy like Jokic is still going to get his triple-double. He's probably still going to get 30, 20, and 10. But he's going to have to work a little hard for it, which I'm okay with. And you're hoping that that's going to pay dividends in other areas. Right. And honestly, the length of this team is insane. I like their athleticism across the board. They added Grayson Allen. They added KBD. They added a bunch of guys. And then the biggest thing for me is really when you're talking about guard play in the NBA playoffs, we have two guys that everybody in the league is sleeping on. They don't understand them. And Josh Okogie and Jordan Goodwin, who I really believe are going to be the biggest pains in the asses for any backcourt in the league. They get their hands on just about every pass, every ball. They die for loose balls. They're gritty. They're grimy. And I think they're going to set the tone a lot of times on the defensive end. And then you talk about the length. We're not even going to bring up Bol Bol because I don't think he should play ever. But, you know, it's just my
just
opinion.
Generally, not even in an NBA game. You just don't think he should play pickup basketball.
Get him out of
like
here.
Ever. Yeah. No, I don't. I have zero interest in watching him play pickup basketball anywhere. Yeah, you know, like, listen, he's all right. He's all right. But he's not all right for the NBA. And he's not all right for the Suns right now and what they're trying to get accomplished. So
I think they
have a lot of flexibility across the board that I just don't think a lot of people are really giving a lot of respect to.
Yeah. We had the question, are these the highest expectations heading into a Sun season ever? Are these the highest expectations heading into any NBA season ever? That's the question on my mind, hearing you talk. you are psyched.
No, I don't think so. Like, okay. I want them to win the championship. If they get to the finals and they lose, it's not going to be the end of the world. You look at teams like the Bulls, you know, or or even the Warriors when they first got KD, you're like, if they don't win a championship, that's an epic failure.
Right.
Like, I think that was, the bar was set high because they had already won a championship before KD showed up.
Right.
Then you add KD to the piece. Like, yeah, how can you not win a championship?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Wait, what would you consider a quote unquote failure?
You get bounced in the second round by 30 points at home again.
Okay.
Nuggets back to back years. You're losing, you know, big time on home in elimination games. That can't happen. Like, that's just not going to happen. So that would be a big epic failure. Obviously, listen, we already know the injury history of these guys too. You know, it would be sad if you know one of them missed out a duration of the season or all of the season for injury. But I wouldn't even consider that an epic failure because you can't really control that.
Yeah.
I think it would be an epic failure for the Philadelphia 76ers if they didn't get bounced in the second round. I think they have set an expectation and an equilibrium that their fans expect from them. And if they don't live up to it, I think people are going to be disappointed. Confused.
Man.
A city of confusion.
Getting to the conference finals? What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah. Come on.
Head in the game.
I don't think we have to worry about that. All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Come back and talk about some milestones this season and just how we're feeling heading in. It is, we are recording this on Christmas Eve of the NBA season. The first game hasn't been played yet, but, you know, y'all have seen a couple days, but I am giddy. Like, the video of Wemby stretching got me excited. Like, that's I'm at. I'm like, look at that flexibility.
What? Look at his shoulder. So, look at the mobility. Look at the mobility. It's not about strength. It's all about mobility now. And he's got it.
But let's take a quick break and we'll come back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life." Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back.
We are back.
We are back.
In so many ways, man.
Beyond our respective teams, what are you guys most looking for in the first couple weeks here?
I want to see Boston.
You want to see Boston?
I want to see Boston.
Yeah,
I want to see. I want to see Drew. I want to see, Tatum and Brown and how they're going to, you know, mix in Porzingis. Like, I'm interested to see what that's going to look like because I love me some Holiday brothers. I don't care if it's Aaron. I don't care if it's Drew. I don't care if it's Justin. I love them all. I think they're all ballers, man. So I want to see Boston.
I'm interested in Boston, but not for the same reason. It's more like you got to keep an eye on that neighbor. Just be like, hold on, what are they doing now? Okay. I saw him practicing with his left. Didn't look that great, so I'm still feeling okay. But they've added some pieces that definitely has me snooping and being like, what are they working with? Because I see the potential for something to just go off over there. But yeah, I think I have a more fear-based interest if I'm going to be completely transparent.
When you say off, do you mean like off kilter or like off, like they're just like going to go insane?
Like they're going to, about to go, they're going to set it off, like the fantastic crime heist film starring Queen Latifah. like in that sense, they will set it off, proverbially speaking.
I feel the off kilter part. For the Bucks.
Okay.
I don't know. There's something about, I love Dame. I love Giannis. I love Middleton, but there is something about that team that I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. It sounds stupid. I know, right. But okay. I don't know. Something about
specifically like,
I don't think that Dame is going to be the Dame that we all know with those other two star players being as prevalent as they are. Like, especially Giannis. Like, Dame has never played with a guy like that, ever.
Right.
No, I mean, not a lot of players have, but, like, Giannis commands the ball. He's a demanding player. Middleton needs his touches, too. Like, and so Dame is going to have to figure that part out. The closest he's ever come is, you know, having CJ McCollum as his number two. Like, that's not the same as what he's getting into. So I do wonder about that flexibility, him being able to play off the ball as well. A little bit more than he's probably accustomed to. I think there's just going to be a nice little mix there that they're going to have to learn. Now, by the end of the season, I could probably be wrong and they could be one of the best teams in the East. I expect them to still be one of the best teams in the East. I just don't think it's going to be as easy as people are making it out to be.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be easy. I'm definitely intrigued. I'm checking for them. I'm not checking for Boston because I think they're just going to be very good and it bums me out. I love Holiday and man, don't love seeing him in the Celtic green. But OKC, I'm checking for Wemby. I'm gonna be watching his games. I'm checking for OKC.
Love OKC.
They're gonna be fun. That's gonna
OKC is definitely my NBA side piece for sure.
Oh, okay.
Love me some OKC, man. I can't wait to watch them play.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so I'm thinking Celtics is the other one. I've been also excited about the Bucks, but I'm definitely looking at it like NBA 2K, where I'm like, put Dame on there. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna pick this team every time. But you bring up a good point of like what it's gonna look like in action. Also, part of me I just want to see how Portland gets along. You know, like what this next step is gonna look like. A lot of their fans are like, get ready for some grotesque stuff. but part of me like wants to believe in like the impossible and be like, hey, maybe you'll do a little bit better than, you know, bracing yourself for horrible impact. But I just, you know, either way, I'm going to either be being like, or like, oh, okay. I'm not bad for you, BDX.
I'm interested to hear what you think about DA.
Oh man. I mean, that just off the tattoo alone, I don't know how I feel. I got to say, when people have those kinds of like self referential tattoos, that always gives me a bit of pause where I'm like, I get that you've bought in, I love that you believe in yourself, but that's just only one dimension of it all. But we will see. Jabari said, especially in
back in the day, Saturday Night Live used to have those skits with I think it's Stuart Smiley or whatever, where and he had Michael Jordan on the show and he was looking in the mirror, he's like, I want you to repeat after me, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough.
Yep.
And doggone it, people like me. And I feel like that's DeAndre Ayton. Like, I feel like he's constantly having to tell himself that because he doesn't have a lot of believers in his game now.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to convince himself that he is that superstar and he's trying to play like it, but it just hasn't come. Yeah. It hasn't shown up on the floor as much as he'd like, you know?
I think he needs to embrace, like, you know, what he said about the environment. I think like that resonated a bit with me when it's like, I feel like I'm in a place that feels good, that I've wanted. I think he needs to just like reset with that energy first before he can really have any expectations of himself here. Like, try and shed any baggage you may have had and just try and start over clean rather than like immediately coming in. I'm like, it's dominating time. Let's go. Yeah. Like, okay, no. We get it, but give yourself a moment.
I think the minute he realizes he's number two, I think the better he'll be.
Right.
But I think he forever thinks that he should be a primary option no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's just never going to happen in the NBA. Not with his skill set. Listen, the guy struggles when it comes to dribbling the ball in the first place. He can shoot the mid-range as good as any big man. He's got a nice touch around the rim, shoots a high percentage. But the problem is getting him set up for those opportunities it's been a little cumbersome for a large period of time, especially with the Suns. And then you surround him with superstars, and he thinks he's equal to those said superstars, and it just isn't the case. If he just came with like that, you know, Al Horford mentality, where he's just going to do the dirty work,
right.
He's going to hit the open bucket when you need it, he's going to play, he's going to be a you know, the smartest player out there, then he could last another 20 years in this league. But I just don't know if in his head he's ever going to get there.
Yeah. Rather than dominating, I'm waiting to see what happens.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. That's a trademark too. We're going to brand that. Thank you.
It is a little hurtful for you to hear you talk that way about his tattoo, because I did show Miles that I have the jackknife in that exact same font across my back.
I told you it's weird. And I didn't, and I'm like, how come it looks like a big wheeler, like an 18 wheeler got in a car accident? And you're like, it's a jackknife.
It's a jackknife, man.
A big rig jackknifed. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that's what it was. And then you ran out with tears in your eyes. And I was like, oh, are we recording today?
Yeah. Well, also, the tattoo hurts really bad. So we've got some potential NBA milestones this season. LeBron closing in on 40,000 career points. KD needs 518 points to pass Hakeem, Elvin Hayes, Moses Malone to move in 10th all-time in scoring. He feels like one of the best scorers to ever play the game. So that feels appropriate.
Yeah.
And Russell Westbrook, 2 triple-doubles away from being the only player with 200 career triple-doubles.
Wow.
He's already the leader.
Yeah. Just 2 away. I was like, how many did Magic? Oh, 138? Oh, wow. Okay. So he's gone. And Oscar Robinson had 181.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's look, you know, he's also feeling good about himself. So we'll see. You know, he's definitely the Clippers version is better than the Lakers version from what I've seen.
So much better.
Yeah.
So much better. I don't know if there's ever been a superstar like him before.
It's very strange.
He wins an MVP, but also like the amount of disrespect for a guy of his caliber, like I don't know if it's just the, you know, sometimes people just look at somebody and they just immediately decide that they don't like him. That's what I feel like with Russell Westbrook. A lot of people just look at him and they're like, he just looks mean, so I don't like him. And they just buried him because of it. And it's just been really unfortunate. I think Russell Westbrook's an amazing basketball player. He's obviously, his triple doubles tell you that.
Right.
The only guy to average, or one of the few guys to ever average a triple double. I don't understand why he doesn't get as much love as all the other guys. And to be honest, like the LeBron scoring stuff, like I don't care about that anymore. He's already broken the record. He's going to set that bar so high that I don't know if any other player will ever be able to match it again. And so I'm looking forward to the KD stuff because he's here and that's what I'm going to be watching. So,
With Russ, it is like one of those, I think part of it is, again, coming to one of the most grounded fan base of all time. There was some indefensible stuff coming out of some of the fans during that Laker era. But yeah,
awful,
I mean,
stuff.
Like I said, it's indefensible, like to the point where you're like, that's not even how you shouldn't treat anybody like this. Like we're talking about basketball. Like let's take a second for a moment.
Seriously,
and plus, you know, Bruin love too. So I always got love for Russ.
Here in Phoenix, when they were playing the Suns, he was behind the scenes. He was coming out of the locker room and he got into it with a fan. And that fan was allegedly the same guy that during the NBA Finals was counting the dollars. Allegedly it's the same guy. Wow. And it was so funny to see everybody in Phoenix kind of come to Russell's defense. Like, dude, sit down, guy. Like,
don't talk to
Russell Westbrook. Because he came out like early part of that second half and was like balling. And we're like, great, awesome.
Yeah,
he just set off Russell, you know what I mean? So I've always loved Westbrook's game, man. I really wish that he would get the respect that he deserves, because he's definitely one of the best players in the NBA. Yeah, and of all time, to be honest.
And he's like behind the scenes, everyone consistently says how like he's a really sweet, kind guy too. Like
I know.
Only heard good things. Like a friend of mine works for the Lakers, and I was always asking like, "What's up with Russ?" He's like, "Man, I'll tell you this. He's the nicest guy. He's like one of the nicest dudes." He's like, "So I'm always rooting for him." And I'm like, "Wow. Okay. Well, that changes things a bit." But yeah.
All right. Wait. Let's talk first NBA jerseys. Tyler Hero. This was a thing that was going around, right? People were talking about
the NBA.
First jersey
They ever got. Yeah.
Mine was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow.
I was like, because I did a school project as a I think second grader, third grader.
Wow. Okay.
Wrote a autobiography of Kareem and wore his jersey.
Which one?
Lakers.
Okay, wasn't sure if you had like not a Bucks throwback or something. Yeah. Like, I got this Lou Alcindor Bruins throwback.
Completely shaved my head.
Yeah. They're like, "Oh, is Jack sick?" They're like, "No, he's going to be Kareem."
Just went real like, method with it.
Yeah. Well, so Tyler Heroes was AI. Jamal Murray's was Vince. LaMelo, Al Horford, they all had their picks. But yeah, okay. So yours was, that's the first one that you got. What was the first one you bought with your money, Jack? What was the first jersey that you said, "Here's my money, I'm buying this jersey now"?
Take my money, please. Probably, that's a good question. Probably either Paul Pierce or Antoine Walker. Like that Antoine. Era of
okay. Numero ocho. Didn't he wear number 8?
Employee and number 8.
Right. Exactly. Mine was, the first one was obviously a Laker jersey was surgically attached to me at birth. So I don't consider that my first. The first one I ever bought, and I told you this off mic, the first jersey I ever bought with my own money.
I did not see this coming.
I know, but I have to remind people that it was the year 2002 or 3, and the style back then was to wear a very baggy basketball jersey with a big white tee and a fitted hat, and it had to match the team. So I remember I was beholden to what they had at Champs that day, and I bought a Michael Finley Dallas Mavericks jersey.
Wow.
Because it was blue. I was like, I can't wear red. I like blue. And that was the only thing that fell in, and I was like, and my mom still asks why I have it. She's like, "I thought you always like Laker once." And I'm like, "Yeah, look, mom, it was a different time. I had to wear a FUBU do-rag underneath. It was a whole thing." What about you, Saul?
So I've never bought an NBA jersey ever.
Oh, look at you.
I know, kind of crazy. I do have NBA jerseys, and the first one I was ever given was Kevin Johnson, Suns jersey, the old Western font back in 88, 89. The first two jerseys I did. Now I have bought basketball jerseys before, and the first basketball jersey I ever bought, this is going to take you way back if you can even remember this guy, Joey Brown from Georgetown, way back in the day. We played with, I think he played with Alonzo Mourning, back in those Georgetown teams. Yeah. I don't know why he was my favorite player. He just was. And I saw his jersey in the store and I bought it. So I did. And that was that. And then a Mike Bibby jersey. When he was at the University of Arizona, because that's my school. So, I never bought an NBA jersey.
What about Mike Bibby now? Would you work out with him?
He would put me to shame, but yeah, I would totally work out with Mike Bibby.
When I see pictures of him, I feel like I don't even know if I can move my limbs the way it would take, because he looks like a cyborg now.
Yeah, dude, he's massive. And it's so funny because I played against him in high school, and like, he wasn't big, obviously. He was cut, though. He was cut back then. But he was like scrawny cut. So you can kind of move him around a little bit. But now, like, there's not a chance.
Yeah.
He's top heavy.
Yeah. Ugh. I wonder, was Henry Bibby just ripped like that underneath his clothes?
Yeah. Yeah, he was ripped, too. Yeah. I don't know about underneath his clothes, but I do know he was ripped. I could see it in his arms and his chest. You know
It'd
what
be
mean?
Wild like, to see them both shirtless. They're both just as defined. You're like, "Oh, no. Yeah, this is my 73-year-old dad, Henry."
Hey, I mean, Mike exists for a reason.
Yeah,
just
right?
Saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had a weird, like, I was obsessed with Bill Cartwright in the 80s for, like, even though he was, I think he was, when I found out about him, he was the backup center to Patrick Ewing. And I was like, "Man, love the way that guy's shot looks like if I tried to make up how to shoot a basketball." So, yeah.
I had a weird obsession with Xavier McDaniel. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just loved X. I liked his bald head. Then he got traded to the Suns for a short little bit of time, and then he went to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. My weirder ones, too, I would say, man, I was really into Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. I think just because at the time I was like, why are they messing with this guy? And I'm like, I think I like this young man. And then another, Wayman Tisdale.
Oh, great name. Yeah.
Because when I found out he could play bass, it blew my mind that I was like, hold on, you play, you're crushing the bass too. And I was like, this is so interesting to me. And that was like one of the first times I realized you can be good at more than one thing as a child.
Yeah,
but sure. I will always think about. I was like, man, Wayman Tisdale, man, wow, man.
He has such a nice little lefty jumper too. It was so nice.
Yeah,
rest in peace. Yeah,
should we take one more break and come back and do the fastest segment in all of podcasting?
I think it's time.
It is time. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DK Hoops only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back.
We're back.
During the break, we were talking about a little college basketball. Some college basketball reminiscences of when your Arizona Wildcats surgically removed my heart as a, I think it was a 16-year-old.
Battle of the Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they defeated the Kentucky Wildcats in the finals, my dad was an assistant for Kentucky at that time. And yeah, man, that was, oof. What a win. I got to go to the Suns training camp and meet Miles Simon for the first time, see him in person for the first time since he was removing my heart with a dull instrument. And I smiled, but man, on the inside I was like,
right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But we were talking about how, like, I was like, I was trying to remember that Final Four, and I thought Providence was in the Final Four, but Saul corrected me that was on the way to the Final Four. It was a Grade 8. And I was like, how did Providence go that deep? And it was God, Sham, God.
God, Sham, God, baby.
Yeah. So we saw this week, holding down the role for he is an assistant for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
And he was holding down the role of Victor Wembanyama, holding up two like giant broomsticks with huge foam hands on them, defending everybody.
I thought you guys were going to give me like some juicy update. Like he's up to, he's like, he's involved in some like scheme or something like that.
No, no, we can't, not
he's just holding up broomsticks.
As he's involved in a scheme of, you know, pretending to be in somebody with an 8 foot wingspan when he's not actually, but.
Do you think Wemby will hit the Sham God?
I mean, he's kind of.
That, I think the ball would move way too much, but I would love to see, I mean, we've already seen him do his little in and outs and stuff, but
when he does the in and outs, the thing I think of is like, have you ever heard the, like that those big windmills when they're moving, like, and a bird flies into them, they just get vaporized because even though it looks like they're moving slow at the very tip, they're moving like 400 miles per hour because the wingspan is so wide on those things that it's flying out there. And that's what his like dribble moves remind me of, is like, man, like he's crossing from one baseline to the other baseline when he crosses somebody up.
Right.
It's true. He reminds me of those blow in the air things.
For like a used car lot.
So when
he hits
you with the in and out, it just looks like he's just, you know, he's kind of flowing through it.
Right.
Yeah.
But he got right by me. Hard to know. Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's time now. Enough reminiscing.
Yeah.
And it's time to get into the real hard stuff. Saul, it's time for the fourth quarter rapid fire round of questioning. This is the fastest question and answer segment in all of podcasting history, in all sports podcasting history, I guess, to be specific. I don't want to speak for the whole genre.
Yeah, yeah. There's still some, you know, historians are debating whether we're the fastest segment in podcast history.
But. Right.
So these are all yes or no answers?
No.
Oh, no.
But this is where it gets tricky. So we're going to ask you a question. You answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Okay. Because you have to, like, the whole point, like, our record depends on the guests getting these answers out quick and also keeping us on task. Because sometimes Jack and I are very unprofessional. We like to start, you know, expanding on some topics and stuff. You got to keep us focused because I'm sure in your role, you know, as a GM of PHNX, you can probably help us, you know, get
a little bit. Whatever the record is, let's break it. I'm ready. Let's
I like this. Yeah. See, this is, you know what, the Phoenix, if this is how the fans are thinking, the Suns are going somewhere. I like this. Okay, we ready? Let's go.
Let's do it.
Ryan, start the clock. All right, this is going to be a fast one. Jack, you want to go first or should I go first?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you kick us off, Miles?
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I can. All right. The clock's starting now. Here we go. Saul, give us your three best scorching hot takes for the upcoming NBA season. Three of them.
Okay. Number one, the Dallas Mavericks will be in a play-in. If they make the playoffs at all, that's number one.
Wow.
Number two, the Suns will beat the Denver Nuggets to get to the finals. And not only will they beat the Nuggets, but they will hold Jamal Murray to under 20 points a game. And then my third one is, the Sacramento Kings might not even make the playoffs.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Now, what is it? Why the lack of belief in the Kings?
I just am not a believer. I didn't feel like they really added enough in the offseason compared to the rest of the powers in the West. I think everybody else got significantly better as opposed to the Kings. And and I don't think Sabonis is a bona fide big enough to create havoc in the order that they're going to need to be effective down the stretch of these games.
Right, right.
He's not Sabonified.
He's not Sabonified.
Okay, cool. And just wanted to make sure that I had you on
checking
record.
Checking out his Sabonis was not
I'm going to steal that for sure.
Okay, up next, you can take two players from all of history to create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. Which two players you taking? Go.
Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Ooh, great answer.
Okay, now what is it about? I'm familiar with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. What was the first name?
What's the first guy's name?
You know, the greatest of all time.
Yes.
There's like a Twitter thread that went viral of like, all right, who are you sitting on the bench out of these six? And a lot of people were answering, it was like, you know, the six best players of all time. And a lot of people were like, oh, I'd sit Jordan and like play Kobe in the two spot. Yeah, I just think a lot of people forget.
Kobe wouldn't have done that.
No, Kobe wouldn't have done that, for sure.
So I'm sorry, we have to keep this segment moving. You know what I mean?
And I know it's completely up to you. I'm taking your lead.
So. I know, but hey, I need you to yell at us, man. You know what I mean? Because this is on you. You know what I mean? I need you to really run this thing. Okay,
let's go.
Okay, next up. Saul, who is the best player that you've ever witnessed in person, and what did they do? Like, what were they doing? Oh. You're like, oh my, I can't believe I'm seeing this with my bare naked eye.
Ooh, damn, that is a good one. Giannis. I was there in the building when he caught the alley-oop after they ripped Devin Booker at the end of game 5. And that was the most amazing play I've ever seen in person. From, you know, thinking we were going to win that game to utter despair. And the Greek freak coming up big in that moment. That was just amazing. So I'll say that.
Would you say Giannis is also, and again, this is kind of a follow-up, but who's a player that you feel like you kind of have to see in person to fully appreciate?
A million percent Giannis. Yeah. 1,000,000% Giannis. He's just unbelievable. And his measurables take him to a whole nother level. Like, and he's honestly, like, he's just a phenomenal dude too. Like, he's Giannis, just one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. So that would be why. All right. Next question. Let's go.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know if you heard me say Giannis-ly. It was another wordplay. I
said Giannis-ly.
So bona fides and Giannis-ly.
Giannis-ly. His new podcast with his brother.
You could have any player's skill set for a day. Whose skill set are you choosing, and which of their skill sets? I don't want to have you on record saying like Steph, and then it's actually like Steph's rapping skills, or you know.
If I could have anybody's skill set, to me, I would take in. Does it have to be current player or former?
Anyway, no, you can go. Former. You can go deep into history.
Dennis Rodman's rebounding ability.
Wow.
This way, that way, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Like, that would be phenomenal. Now, if we're talking about on or off the court, I mean, I'll be honest. I would love to have Magic Johnson's charisma, because I'm not a people person very much. I don't like to talk to people too much. And Magic Johnson just seems like he would talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to say his tweeting ability.
Oh, he has power tweeter.
Power.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Robin's rebounding is really incredible. It's like, you know, his ability to just like, and I guess it was hard won, as we learned in The Last Dance, right? That like he studied what the direction that the ball came off when certain people missed. But it is like a skill that I wasn't even really aware of. Like when I was playing basketball, I wasn't like, oh, I can always predict which direction this person's going to miss to.
For sure. Now I kind of feel like you're delaying us by getting to the next topic. So I'm not so sure if I'm supposed to step in and be like, hey, I think you're purposely trying to slow this down.
No. Okay, but I do want to add, I feel rebounding is one of those underrated skill sets as a kid. You don't really appreciate it at the time.
Kids are funny, aren't they?
Saul, you got to keep us moving, man. I'm so sorry.
Next question.
You can go back in time. You're going to hop in the DeLorean. You know, you're going to put the banana peel in the Mr. Fusion and get this thing to whatever many gigawatts you needed to go back in time. And you could permit either Charles Barkley or Steve Nash to make a run with this current Sun squad. Which one are you choosing to take that ride in the DeLorean?
That's a great question. Everybody would crucify me if I did not say Steve Nash, because we don't have a point guard, and Steve Nash would be phenomenal, and I think he would ultimately win us the championship. So I'm gonna go with Steve Nash, but Charles Barkley down low would be just so beautiful. Woo! I'm gonna go Steve Nash.
Out of luck once again, Chuck. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah,
sorry, oh, Chuck. Man.
Yeah, here's a fishing pole though.
We'd be putting up like 175 points a game with Steve Nash right now.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Finally, the final question, the ultimate question.
Yeah, for sure.
Most important question.
Yep.
Jack or Miles? Wow, I like that he's taking it seriously.
Yeah, he's taking this very seriously, the whole process.
I don't have enough information to decide, so I'm just going to ride the fence on that one. I like you both, man. You guys have both been pretty dope.
Mm.
Do I have to pick one or the other?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
Because I feel like Miles and I kind of connected. a little bit during the break and you went to the bathroom, Jack. I'm gonna say Miles. Miles is my guy. It's also the interracial connection that we both have. I mean, it's natural.
Jack, I'm sorry, you never had a chance, man. So you shouldn't feel bad. You never had a chance.
Between the second and third act of this show, I was absent for like 45 minutes in the bathroom, guys. absolute paint job.
Googling stuff like, what does Saul Bookman like?
You can come desperately back with trying to get it to win this one.
Oh, Saul, man. So I heard you were a character in Breaking Bad. You're like, what is Saul? What are you saying right now?
The wrong Saul, man.
What are you doing, bro? Oh, no. Well, Saul Bookman, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. It has been a pleasure and an honor having you here. Where can people find you, follow you, and experience the work that you do at PHNX?
Yeah, for sure, man. They can follow me at Saul_Bookman on Twitter, on Instagram. They can follow us on PHNX_Suns, and then also at PHNX_Sports across Twitter and also Instagram, and then also YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube. You know what? One of the cool things about what we do is we do a lot of things from a fan perspective. We like to say we speak from the crowd, not the stage, and we want people to be engaged with us on our channels. And a lot of times, especially in the last couple of years when we've faced the Mavs or the Lakers or whoever, we've had people from those fan bases come and see our show, and they've actually had fun and they've stuck around and they've liked our shows. So, come have fun with us no matter what, even if it's not your team.
I love that. Love that. And also, make sure you give us a follow on Twitter and follow the hashtag Mad Boosties for show links. But you can follow me specifically at Miles of Gray Jack. What about
you? At Jack_O'Brien.
Yeah. And shout out to listener of the week at Anthony Davis Inc. said right on. I'm going to follow and listen. Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, I'm going to follow, rate and listen.
Wow.
The Holy Trinity. Thank you,
and Anthony that's Anthony Davis. Even though the Twitter avatar is of a completely different person, I'm gonna go ahead and take that as a dub.
Well, you can't really see that it's not him, so I don't know.
That ain't him.
Blue hat. Maybe he's a Dodgers
as much
fan.
As I want it to be. And it could just be one of those things where he's got, you know, like how Chet Holmgren has, you know, his teammate as his avatar. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So you never know. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We are going to be back next week to talk about all the goings on as the official start of the season begins. And we're going to go try and catch our games right now because that's what's happening as we record this. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.